Hi, thank you so much for holding. My name is Shani. I'm the supervisor that will be assisting your account. May I get your name, please?
Hi, Shani. My name is Emma Roman.
Okay, thank you. Could you confirm your address? Let me make sure that I do have the correct account here.
Okay, is it the Lansing address?
Yes.
Good, because I moved to Lansing from Flat Rock, and I didn't know if you have my previous or my current address. 429 North Waverly Road, apartment 233, Lansing, Michigan, 48917.
Okay, thank you for that. Give me just a second. The account is loading here. I'll be right with you, okay?
Okay.
And I do apologize for the wait. Just still waiting on that account to load here.
Yeah. Take your time. Thank you for confirming. I wanted to say something. Could you, when the account will be loading, could you give me, if you have, my confirmation email? Like, if you have an email verification, I'm wondering if I could look into my email to see if I have it.
Okay. The email that I do have on file for you is ema.notes@gmail.com.
Correct. Yeah, that's my email.
Okay. I'll be able to give you a little bit more detail in just a moment, and I apologize for the wait.
No problem.
All right, and I do appreciate you being patient. I do see that you had a monthly subscription to Bites Hub, which is a meal planning app. The account was set
to
up
what?
Back on...
Say that again. To what?
It's Bites Hub. It's a meal planning application that you can download for your mobile device.
Okay,
the account was created back in April.
Sorry. Could you spell it out so I could write it down?
Yes. It's B as in boy, I, T as in Tom, E, S as in Sam, and then Hub, H as in house, U, B as in boy.
Okay.
So the account was set up back on April the 21st
21.
When
yeah.
a sweepstakes offer was completed to win a Dyson vacuum cleaner with paying the shipping.
Okay, so Dyson vacuum cleaners.
Yes, with paying the shipping for the Dyson vacuum, it did have terms and conditions that it would enroll the account into additional offers. One of those offers was for Bites Hub, so you were charged $59.89 for the monthly subscription.
I didn't make that monthly subscription for Bites Hub.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember doing the sweepstakes offer for the Dyson vacuum?
Yeah, I did.
Okay,
for the Dyson. I never received the Dyson vacuum. And I didn't. I know there are more things that we are asked for, this and that and this and that. And I didn't click on Bites Hub because I'm not interested in this, and I never clicked on it.
Okay, so apparently some kind of way it did go through as far as when you completed the sweepstakes offer, so that's how we were able to bill your card. I do show that the account was canceled with the previous agent, so therefore there won't be any future charges. The last charge was back on May the 21st. I do show the June charge, it did decline. But for your May 21st charge, the most that I could do as a courtesy is do a 25% refund of that, which would be $14.97.
So, $421.59.89. How do you get confirmation for this?
Your confirmation is sent to your email. So you would have gotten an email from Bites Hub back on April 21st.
April 21st. Could you wait a little bit so I could verify that?
Sure.
Thank you. Just a second. So it comes from biteshub.com? From what
yes,
email
ma'am.
Address? Hello?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. What email address does it come from?
It is going to come from Bites Hub.
In the sender? Could you tell me an email address it comes from?
It's going to say the company's name, Bites Hub.
You don't have a complete email address to give me?
I don't have an email address to provide you for other than your own. The name on the email would have Bites Hub in it.
Okay, let's see. Just a second, I'm trying to search for it. No matches to Bites Hub. Ma'am, I did do something for Dyson.
Yes, ma'am. So that's how the account got enrolled with us.
Just a second. Yes, I did it, and when I clicked yes on something was to get a watch. And it didn't. I didn't click on Bites Hub. I have no email evidence of it, and I don't erase my emails. It's like I'm keeping my emails. It's like over 5,000. It's not me who did this. Somebody used the fact that I did something with Dyson.
Yes, ma'am, but when you did that sweepstakes offer...
Just a second. And it chose to subscribe me to you. I never subscribed to your services. And I'm done. You may say what you wanted to say. Hello?
Yes, ma'am. Again, I apologize about the misunderstanding, but when you did the sweepstakes offer with the additional terms and conditions, you did agree to us charging you for the meal plan app.
In the fine print, you mean?
There is some terms and conditions that were in that offer, yes, ma'am.
No way, that's wrong.
So being that you did the sweepstakes offer, we can't go ahead and proceed with filing the charges as fraudulent because we do prosecute for false claims. So this is not a legitimate claim for fraud due to the fact that you completed the sweepstakes. So the most that we can do for you is go ahead and cancel your account, and I can issue back a 25% courtesy refund because this charge was back in May.
I would like to request something of you. Is that okay?
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
I would like to request of your company to not put this in the fine print because it is a big responsibility you are asking somebody to take on for a discounted vacuum. And as big as the amount for the discount discounted offer is the same space should the enrollment in your program and a big font for the amount they will pay should be with your enrollment. Not in the fine print, because that is dishonest. Really. And a 25 courtesy refund is not enough for the trouble, the fact that what we are enrolling in is not enough compensation for all the trouble this is, you know. So please tell your company, and or do not work for a company that does this, because it's ethically and morally wrong, even though it might be legally right. It shouldn't be. Hello?
Yes, ma'am, and I'm just listening to you. I didn't want to interrupt you.
I was just to stop. I stopped for a very long time, right? So should have been evidence that I was done, right?
Well, no, ma'am. Again, I'm sorry about the misunderstanding.
It's okay. It's not your fault. But please make sure to communicate with your company for this, and do not keep me waiting too long for your answers, because it's not polite either.
Okay, well, I don't have a way to get in contact with the company directly. We are just a customer service center that handles the accounts. I can provide you with an email, so that way if you want to speak with someone in their corporate office, you're welcome to do that. As far as the terms and conditions, I do apologize, but everything that you asked as far as why wasn't it listed, that information was listed for you to read through before you could process the payment when you did the sweepstakes for the Dyson vacuum.
Could you email me this information?
I can gladly resend your email for our service. Yes, ma'am.
Perfect. Just email me everything you're saying. Because I need to know, I'm going to look in my website history, and I'm going to see if the date I went onto the Dyson thing coincides with this, the date you have in your database that I started. I don't have your email, and I didn't verify my email with you. It wasn't me, and you're telling me it's not fraud. I do not erase my verification emails. I keep them. I have a folder for them. I waited a long time for your answer. Now I'm saying something else. Criminals are doing this. They are corroborating their crime with some activity of the victim to make it credible. You should know this. You may answer. I'm done.
Okay, your account is canceled. The most that we can do is the refund $54.89. There is a $5 non-refundable fee for the app. That refund does take 3 to 5 business days to receive that back to your card.
I do appreciate it. And I'm not lying to you. I would have told you if I found your email, but I know what I'm doing when I'm online, and I have a good memory. And I did read the fine print. And if you say verification email, that's a K categorically no, because I didn't send you an email back. It's not me. So please go ahead and look into it for fraud, because it will help me to find who is doing this. You are not the only person. I told the person I talked to before.
No, ma'am, but what I'm explaining to you, Ms. Roman, when you completed the sweepstakes, you yourself entered into this offer.
No,
so
ma'am. No, because you said that I have a verification email that I should have sent you back.
Right, and I do have all your information here. Is your telephone number 734-629-2716?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and I also verified your email, which is ema.notes@gmail.com. Also,
yes,
you confirmed your address was correct on the account. So
yes.
There's nothing on the account stating fraud. Also, you stated as well that you did the sweepstakes offer. So that's how you got enrolled to this Bites Hub plan.
So is it true what you told me, that I needed to verify my email?
Yes, that's the email that we have on file for you, to where your emails were sent. I'm not sure why you're not seeing your confirmation email. It's possible it could be in your spam folder, but we did send you an email verification when the account was opened.
The search is for all folders. So the search in my email, nowhere there appeared Bites Hub. This is not me. And I had this problem with other purchases that were made in my name, which thankfully some of them were declined, some of them were not, because
okay.
I do have
but
this.
But I did refund the charge for you, Ms. Roman.
Excuse me. I do have this fraud problem in my account. So please help me out and figure out whatever you need to figure out for it.
Okay, what I was trying to explain, Ms. Roman, I refunded the $54.89 back to your card. It does take 3 to 5 business days to receive the refund, and this account is closed. Are you still there?
I'm still here. I'm just looking. So you charged me two times, and you refunded me one time.
Correct, because this is not a fraudulent account, Ms. Roman.
It is. Please, what do I have to do to ask you to send it to the fraud department?
Okay. Well, I do have to make you aware that when we do file this as fraud, I have to send the information over to your local authorities for you. I do have the IP address here where the order originated, so they'll definitely find out who used the device to place this information in your name. If you want to continue, of course, we do prosecute to the fullest for fraudulent fraud claims. So if you want me to go ahead and proceed, I'll be glad to go ahead and send your information over for you. And from there, they can handle that for you, whether or not they'll refund you any charges at all. It takes about 7 to 10 business days.
Okay. I want to say yes. Give me a few seconds to check one more time my email or Bites Hub, okay? Just to make sure that there is nothing in my email for this. I'm going to do another search. Just a second. It's loading. My phone is a little slow. Hello? Hello?
Yes, ma'am. I'm here.
Okay. Thank you. Just a second. And now my phone is acting strange. And I don't know why. Just a second. I think you said you sent me a confirmation email with your refund?
No, ma'am, I did not. If you want to continue with fraud, I'm not going to send you an email for a
Yeah,
refund.
yeah. Okay, just a second. Okay, I'm in all inboxes. And I am typing BITESHUB. Did I spell it correctly? Hello?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, did I spell it correctly? BITESHUB?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, let me.
Okay, Ms. Roman, would you like for me to go ahead and proceed with filing the charges as fraudulent? Or how would you like to do this?
Please bear with me. I just answered that question. I just told you what I'm doing. Do I need to repeat it?
Yes, please, because I'm
I'm
trying to see what I need to do
so
to
I could,
assist you.
excuse me, I'm double checking so I would know what answer to give you. Why are you
Okay.
pressing me for a quicker answer than I should give you?
No, ma'am, I just want to assist you with the account, and I need to know exactly what we're going to do. And I apologize, but we've been on this call for 21 minutes.
Yeah, just a second.
Are you still there, Ms. Roman?
Yes, I'm trying to look it up. Just a second. $529. That's very weird. I'm going to take a screenshot. This is unbelievable. Okay, I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 emails right now received from ByteHub. I should have taken a screenshot of my previous search, and I didn't. But ma'am, what's going on? I hope this phone conversation is recorded. All the emails from ByteCob are I received during this conversation, 6 emails today, not before.
Okay, you requested for me to resend your emails to you that you said you didn't see, so I did resend you some emails. Also, you received
you
the cancellation.
Have. Excuse me, you shouldn't have. And you didn't tell me, and that's wrong, ma'am. Please report it for fraud. I'm not interested. I am interested to get my money, but this is wrong what you did. You shouldn't have sent me any, resend any emails because I didn't have any emails. You either refund me the complete amount.
Okay, I did issue two refunds for $59.89. It'll take about 3 to 5 business days to receive
I don't want them. No, I don't want them. Something is wrong with what you did. And it just might be somebody from your place. Yes, I am pressing for full extent of fraud investigation.
Okay, and everything is taken care of for you, Ms.
Email.
Everything is taken care of for you, Ms. Roman. I did issue two refunds for $59.89 back to your account.
No,
those two
I'm pressing
refunds
for fraud
to 3 to 5 business
so that you will answer to it. You did wrong, ma'am. You did wrong to send me those emails when I told you I have no emails from Whitetop.
Okay. Well, I do have to assist other callers, Ms. Roman. I'm sorry, but your account has been canceled and refunded, and I do want to thank you for calling
you
customer
service,
and you have a
no,
great rest
stop,
of your day.
Stop running. No, don't run. That's a crime what you did. You need to stop. What's your name and what's your ID?
My name is Shaney. It's S-H-A-N-E-Y. And again, Ms. Roman, your account has been canceled, and also two refunds were issued for $59.89. You should see those in 3 to 5 business days. And thank you for calling customer service. Have a good afternoon.
No, I don't want